Welcome to Leadership DNA, a podcast for those who aspire to be a better leader. Alongside Arturo Gomez, I'm Rob Cressy. Today's topic, ways to promote work-life balance for your team. And Arturo, work-life balance is both a superpower as well as something that doesn't exist for many leaders, entrepreneurs, and employees. Yeah. How do you promote this within yourself, or how do you think about work-life balance?
I mean, listen, I think it's being talked about more so now than it ever has been, right? You know, you've been hearing this theme, this concept over the last, I would say, you know, maybe 10 years, maybe even 15 years. I think you start hearing people, bringing this up, and this becomes a conversation. I think it's harder. There's certain people that are very driven and that find true enjoyment in the hunt of entrepreneurship and in working. And so, you know, finding pockets of time, even 7 days a week where they're doing, you know, churning on something is common, I think, for a lot of people that are diehard entrepreneurs that are built to be problem solvers. Okay. And when people ask me personally, you know, what I do in my free time, well, I love to spend time with my family. I love to work out. But I also love to grind on problems. And so if it could be Sunday afternoon, like I don't find true enjoyment in, I like to sit and try to tinker with things and try to find solutions to things. But that's me, right? That's me. And so I think when you really dive into what it looks like in the workplace and how to create that culture or that understanding that there is going to be this respect for this work-life balance, I think it starts in the very foundation of when you're building a company in terms of the DNA and the attributes of the company, and also really when you're trying to really find resolve or a solution or a place to what is it that you're really trying to accomplish and what's going to be needed to accomplish that. Okay, and so for me, I'm working backwards. And so when I start talking to staff members or when I begin hiring for a specific project or for a specific job, the objectives of what success looks like is very, very clear, okay? And so I want to make sure that people understand we're never going to work 6 days a week. I might personally. I don't ever impose that on anybody. I don't ever make anybody feel guilty. I'm never gonna wear that as a badge of honor. Now, granted, if the shit hits the fan and we need to be active and people need to work 7 days a week, well, that also needs to be clear and transparent on the front end. So when I'm recruiting, when I'm hiring, everybody knows what the objectives and the intensity of the company is going to be, and I let people know that I'm not doing this specifically for my health. I'm doing this to be a winner. I'm doing this to win in whatever it is that we're doing, whether it's this business, this industry, or this category. So I make that very, very clear. And so that to me creates the guardrails of how we're going to operate and what's going to be expected. And so, I think the idea that people, the cultural pillars of how what's important to the company should also allow people to feel that there's real value in taking care of your health, that there's real value in taking, having your relationships outside of work. And so I think that's, to me, where it starts. It has to be woven into the fabric of the actual culture of the company, because if not, everything else is bullshit and Band-Aids.
100%. And there's so many good things that you said that resonate with me and or that I already wrote down in our notes, so I know that we're aligned with. I'll start with this. I'm doing this to be a winner. So for me, this is about sustained excellence in the areas of your life that matter the most. And for so many people, they fill up one bucket. In the world that is glamorized often is work, money, and hustle culture. You fill up that, you're good. But you know what we don't see a lot of? 300-pound millionaires. So because of this, you have to think about, well, what is important to being a winner? And for me, you're looking at the holistic nature of what success looks like. And you even said the question, what does success look like? Yeah, it's great to be on a yacht with tons of money, but if you don't have your health, you're kind of in trouble there. So for me, and this is straight out of the playbook of what I work with so many leaders and entrepreneurs on to begin with, is so many of us are wired for action. Like you, I never stop thinking about the things that I want to create. But work-life balance, air quotes, is about filling up the other buckets. The fallacy in the term work-life balance is that all of this stuff is equal. That is not true. For me, work-life balance is more about what I'll call a dynamic equilibrium. We know things are going to swing back and forth, but not taking zeros in buckets to me is what's important there. And of course, we're going to keep going back to health, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So for me, that's super important. And really, this just starts with writing down what's important to you. What's success look like? What does a great day, a great week, a great month? And like you, Arturo, like I'm constantly innovating and creating, because this is what I love to do. So this isn't, I was raised in hustle culture, so I've got that DNA in me. And now I'm to the point where I don't relate to it, because I understand that there's the perspective that I can actually create more by doing less. It doesn't mean I'm sitting on the couch watching Netflix. It means I'm being strategic about the way that I'm thinking about these things. And I think this is where the nuance of the trap of work-life balance comes in, that everything needs to be equal. I don't believe in that, but I believe in the ability to fill up the buckets that matter most. And that's what balance looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I think the other thing, so that's, I mean, super, super valid, super important. And I think when you get back to this metric of the, what does success look like, people need to be held accountable. And, but you also need to be, I think one thing that the pandemic brought is when everybody ran out of the office and when they left the office, I think the world started to realize that, hey, people actually can be responsible working from home. Like, we can get things accomplished working out of the office. And so, you know, I think for me, one of the things that's taught me is schedule is relative. And so I have conversations with people all the time that it's like, you know, my staff and teammates and about, hey, do you mind if I do X, Y, and Z, but I'll catch up. I said, you don't need to talk to me specifically about where you're going to be. I trust you. Just get the job done. Just get the job done. And so if for them, the reason that they're asking me to be out of the office on Friday afternoon is because they want to go to the opening day of the Cubs, I don't give a shit. Like, you figure it out. And on Monday morning, just make sure I have what I asked you, you know? And so your determination or your work-life balance, your happy factor is you put that back into the employee's hands, your teammates' hands, and allow them to understand that, again, we're a culture of winning. So you got to figure out what that looks like and what that means. And so if you got to work on a Sunday afternoon because you took Friday off, then that's on you. That you figure it out. But if that's part of your balance, part of your happiness, to me, it's irrelevant. I don't care. Just make sure that we're all being respectful to the culture and to this idea that we're all committed to doing something significant and we're winning.
Yeah. And to me, this is a standard, and I operate the exact same way. Everyone that I work with, being someone who has been an entrepreneur for more than a decade, creating my own schedule, doing essentially whatever I want, whenever I want. At the end of the day, for me, it's about accountability to the results of the things that we say that we're going to do. I'll give you the freedom to work whenever you want to do this thing. But if we say this is due on Monday and we're there on Monday, cool. We better be seeing that this is it and it's done with a certain level of excellence. And it's also why I'm so fanatical about systems and processes, is to put people in a position to succeed. Hey, do you have everything? You want to go to the Cubs game? Cool. It's all good with me, because my metric is not hours worked. It is end result.
Correct. Yeah, 100%. So, and listen, I think the companies that have figured out what this looks like are the ones that are high performers, because when you have a happy, motivated, well-balanced staff, your output is tremendous. It's tremendous. It is one of those intangibles that's very difficult to compete against. How do you compete against a group of people that are very happy and engaged? It's tough.
Well, yeah, and Arturo, I've mentioned this before, but I never set out to become a coach, but I lived like one for more than a decade until I was eventually hired by an agency out in New York to help make their sales team better, better at business by being better at life. And we knew that they could do the numbers and everything, but it was a very simple thing, is they weren't living holistically. They were only filling up one or two buckets of their life. So the first thing that I did when I went in there is I was like, all right, let's take inventory. Of the 11 of you, how many meditate? And 9 out of 11 raised their hands. How many of you struggle with finances? 11 out of 11 struggled. How many of you struggle with fitness? 10 out of 11. So I audited the things that are never talked about in a regular business setting. And I said, all right, guys, let's go and create with this stuff, because it's a very simple thing. Imagine how much more productive or happier an employee or a team member would be if they just had a morning routine or some sort of system or organization to boot themselves up to be the high performer, so that when they get to work and they start working on that stuff, they're in control of the start of their day, as opposed to hitting snooze. Oh my God, I'm late. I'm going to work. Oh my God, the train is running 15 minutes late and now you're scrambling. And it's a very simplistic example, but for me, this is high performance 101 for every single person in company. And I've architected this. And for anybody who's interested, you can go to builtforthegame.com. For the first time ever, I'm giving my personal growth training program that I take my clients through for free for anybody who wants to create this, air quotes, work-life balance, being better at business by being better at life. Because these things, and Arturo, you and I, we originally connected over this. The way that we start our days, the morning routines, the working out, the high performance as entrepreneurs, this can be very formulaic, and you can design this into your life. And when you do, like you said, this is how you create a high performing team.
100%. It's all critical. I mean, I think it's foundational. It starts at the top, but I also think I want to leave a little tidbit too for people that aren't necessarily the CEOs or presidents of these organizations, and they're just, you know, hardworking folks that are in the grind on a daily basis. I think making sure that you're finding opportunities to be vocal and to provide suggestions is a good thing. I think, you know, people are sometimes careful in doing that because they don't want to be, you know, considered like they're, you know, bitching or complaining. You want to make sure that you're in a space where you can give some feedback and some recommendations and do that. And I think I think there's an opportunity there for those individuals to also look at their own output and their own performance and say, you know, the people that tend to have quote unquote management looking over their back are the people that potentially aren't necessarily performing at the level that they should oftentimes. And so if you're a high performer and you're putting it out the way that you should, and you're doing it on time, and there's no issues, then there's no issues. So I think it's extremely valuable. I think that right now society is more so than ever really diving into this. And I think the pandemic pushed everybody to a point where now it has to be present. It has to be something, it has to be a topic of dialogue, especially in the when people are coming in and they're interviewing for jobs. These are things that they're asking. I mean, I see it all the time. You know, people are asking, what does my work week look like? I said, well, yeah, great question. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about exactly what I'm gonna expect from you. And so, and I love flushing those honesties out quick, because again, you know, it lets everybody know if I'm right for you and you're right for me, and that's a good flushing, you know, a process exercise that should happen in any situation to make sure that you're going into the right environment.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes, happiness is a function of expectations. So let's set those expectations right out of the gate. So Arturo, time for the action item or takeaway. And for me, I've got a very simple action item. If you haven't done this before, write down, what does success look like for you in all areas of your life? Or what are the most important buckets of your life? The health, the wealth, the love, the happiness. You can define this, because once you've defined this, then you can go ahead and start creating and designing your days. And like I said before, if you'd like a roadmap for how you can easily do it, go to builtforthegame.com, sign up. I'll give you access to the way that I take my clients through it. What about you, Arturo?
Listen, yours was great. I'm going to piggyback on that. I think it's really important. I think for both leaders of organizations and people that are the foundations of these organizations to take stock of what success and what's important to them. And you got to be transparent and you got to be vocal. The transparency on the leadership side is going to help you attract and retain top talent. The transparency on the mid, lower to high levels within an organization are just going to bring honest conversation that's important. So those are my recommendations.
Yeah, and we're big fans of honest conversation, and we would love to hear from you about this episode. How does work-life balance operate in your world or with your team? Arturo, where can everybody connect with you?
Best place is going to be LinkedIn, Arturo Gomez.
And you can hit me up on Instagram or LinkedIn at Rob Cressy.